I was with a girlfriend of mine, and we had just gone to a beauty shop, and we had our nails done and everything, and it was a weekend, it was a Saturday, and she asked me to go with her to a seamstress house to pick up a dress that this lady was sewing for her. And on our way down, she was explaining to me that she had met some Americans that morning, and as we're going down hill, she said, "And here they come." And she started waving to them, and my husband was the first one to come across the street with two other friends, and that's how I met him.
I don't know if it's legend or truth that all of the dates involved chaperones.
Most of the dates, yes, including when we were engaged and he asked me to go to a club. And my mother said, "You know, you have to take somebody with you." And my husband was like, "But we are engaged." She's like, "It doesn't make any difference." Yeah, so we took my niece with me.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about getting to know each other, even though neither of you spoke the other's language fluently?
Yeah, the language barrier was definitely an obstacle. I was learning English, conversation English, with my brother-in-law, who spoke English very fluently. And my girlfriend and I were taking classes from him. So I could understand if they spoke very slowly, you know, really slowly, I was able to understand. But I couldn't respond. So the response was it was a little bit dramatic because we had to do a lot of gesturing. And we had gone to a party, and he had a few drinks. And he started talking to the interpreter, and he started asking questions about paperwork. And I'm thinking, what is he asking about? What paperwork does he need? So he said, "Well, for us to get married, I need to fill out a lot of paperwork." And I looked at him very, you know, puzzled, and he said, "You would marry me, wouldn't you?" And we had we were going about a month, so I didn't answer. And the following day, he repeated the question, and he said, "These are my plans." And he was very open about what he was doing there in Brazil. He was a Navy corpsman. He was with a team of Marines, and he was coming back to the States within so many months, but he would like to come back with me. And I said, "Well, for me to go back with you, we have to be married." So we discussed that, and we proceeded with the paperwork.
Was your engagement similar to a typical engagement in Brazil?
No, totally different. First of all, he had to ask my father for my hand. They still did that at that time. And he couldn't communicate with my father because my father couldn't speak English. So on my dad's birthday, we had a dinner at my house, and my brother-in-law came and did the questioning to ask my dad. The words pretty much were, "I want to marry your daughter, and I'm going to do my best to make her happy." And my father didn't know what to say. Looked at me, said, "Is that what you want?" And I said, "Yes."